ರಾಮಾಯಣ ರಾಮಭದ್ರಾಯ ರಾಮಚಂದ್ರಾಯ ವೇದಸೆ ರಘುನಾಥಾಯ ನಾಥಾಯ ಸೀತಾಯ ಪತಿಯೇ ನಮಃ. ಸುಂದರಕಾಂಡ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ನಂಬರ್ 63, ದಡಿಮುಖ ಕಂಪ್ಲೇಂಟ್ಸ್. ದಿ ರೆಸಿಟೇಷನ್ ಬಿಗಿನ್ಸ್ ನೌ. Thereat, Sugriva was so afraid and full of apprehension as to what evil had happened and exclaimed, "O monkey hero, pray you arise. I wonder that you should throw yourself at my feet, and you whom nothing has shaken till now. Let me know what has happened. Rest assured that I will put away the fear from your heart." Dadimukha, of no mean intelligence, was somewhat consoled at this and arose, saying, "The late Majesty, your father Rikshrajas, and your late lamented brother Vali, and yourself after them, have never allowed any other to make free with the honey grove, is it not? Now your monkeys have forced their way into it. My guards tried to keep them back. They made light of it and took their fill of the fruits and the honey therein, and waste more. Any attempt to restrain the mischief is replied by an angry stare and fiery looks. Nay, my men have been woefully handled and driven from the grove. They smote some with their hands, they hit some with their fists and in ease, and they dragged others along the earth. They whirled others round and round with their feet and threw them in the sky. Thus and many a wise have they blackened our faces and injured us most grievously. Nay, they have dared to clean forget themselves and the king. Your honey grove is now at their sweet will and pleasure, and all this while your majesty rules over us." Then Lakshmana turned to Sugriva and said, "Pray let me know who this monkey warrior is. I guess he's some guardian of the forest. What has brought him here? What unpleasant news does he bring you with such a woe-begone countenance?" And to him replied Sugriva, "Lakshmana, Angada and his search party that proceeded south have forced their way into my honey grove and are, as Dadimukha, this warrior, reports to me, making themselves mighty jolly over the fruits and the honey therein. They dare not do so unless they have achieved their object. They would not touch the honey. They dare not lay violent hands on the wood. Hence, they have accomplished the purpose of their mission. Doubtless, they have discovered the whereabouts of the Lady Sita. And again, it needs no saying that it was Hanuman that did it and no other. For it is clean beyond others to achieve that. He is a repository of successful accomplishment, keen intellect, untiring effort, valor, wisdom, and many other excellences. Jambavan to counsel, Angada to lead, and Hanuman to protect them. How could it be otherwise that their quest is successful? They are beside themselves with joy and are making free with the honey in my grove. Dadimukha, my uncle and his guards tried to keep them back, but they were kicked out. And he has come back to us with this gladdest of news. Lakshmana, mighty warrior, we have come at the whereabouts of Lady Sita. Take my word for it. That is why our monkeys are holding high revel in my honey grove. They have overstepped the time I have given them. With an unsuccessful mission, they dare not even dream of raising their eyes to the honey grove that has been made a present to my father Rikshrajas by the Lord Brahma, and that I hold dear to myself even as the light of my eyes." The words of Sugriva fell upon the ears of Rama and Lakshmana like the sweet waters of life. They quenched the raging fires of grief in their hearts and made them dance with joy. And Sugriva turned to Dadimukha with glad looks and said, "Uncle, Angada and the other monkeys have successfully completed their mission and in consequence have, in a transport of joy, forced their way into the honey grove and are disporting themselves. It is pleasing to me. It is up to me to forgive this offense on the part of those that have come back crowned with success. And I have forgiven them accordingly. All eager are we, Rama, Lakshmana and myself, to behold Hanuman and the other warriors, over whom he shines like the morning sun, to hear from his lips his account of how he came upon Lady Sita." Then he turned his looks on Rama and Lakshmana, whose faces were bright with joy and whose eyes beamed with delight. Their hair stood on end and their forms swelled as it were magnificently. The monkey lord was beside himself with joy that but echoed the feelings of his friends and concluded the dearest wishes of their hearts were already realized. Mangalam Kaushalendraya Mahaniya Gunapteye Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhomaya Mangalam.